Here we are in New Dwarka, listening and speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Saved, text number 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhave smin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi sravana smaranarhani karishyan iti kechana bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi sravana smaranarhani karishyan iti kechana bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi sravana smaranarhani karishyan iti kechana bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi sravana smaranarhani karishyan iti kechana. Please chant. Can you get some more? Creation. Asmin, this. Klishyamananam. of those who are suffering from avidya, nescience, kama, desire, karma bihi, by execution of fruitive work, sravana, hearing, smarana, remembering, arhani, worshipping, karishyan, may perform, iti, thus, kechana, others. Please repeat. And yet others say, you appear to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, and worshipping. And so on. And in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asserts that He appears in every millennium just to reestablish the way of religion. The way of religion is made by the Supreme Lord. No one can manufacture a new path of religion, as is the fashion for certain ambitious persons. The factual way of religion is to accept the Lord as the supreme authority and thus render service unto Him in spontaneous love. A living being cannot help but render service because he is constitutionally made for that purpose. The only function of the living being is to render service to the Lord. The Lord is great, and living beings are subordinate to Him. Therefore, the duty of the living being is just to serve Him only. Unfortunately, the illusioned living beings, out of misunderstanding only, become servants of the senses by material desire. This desire is called avidya, or nescience. And out of such desire, the living being makes different plans for material enjoyment centered about a perverted sex life. He therefore becomes entangled in the chain of birth and death by transmigrating into different bodies on different planets under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Unless, therefore, one is beyond the boundary of this nescience, one cannot get free from the threefold miseries of material life. That is the law of nature. The Lord, however, out of His causeless mercy, because He is more merciful to the suffering living beings than they can expect, appears before them and renovates the principles of devotional service comprised of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshiping, praying, cooperating, and surrendering unto Him. Adoption of all the above-mentioned items, or any one of them, can help a conditioned soul get out of the tangle of nescience and thus become liberated from all material sufferings created by the living being illusioned by the external energy. This particular type of mercy is bestowed upon the living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Trinadda Pisani Chena, Tarari Vasa Hishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Harin Nama Iva Kivalam, Kadao nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhave asmin klishyamananam. So, the mere fact that we are in this material creation means suffering. Maya leads us to believe that this suffering is actually enjoyment. That's the trick of Maya. You're suffering, but you think you're enjoying. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita that there is material enjoyment in three varieties: the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance. And each person enjoying under that mode thinks they're enjoying, but from the position of liberation. See, that's the thing. From the angle of liberation, it is all suffering. As long as you're a prisoner, how can you expect to enjoy? The mere fact that you're a prisoner means you're not enjoying. Yes, even in our prison system, depending on the kind of crime you commit and depending on who you are, you get a certain type of prison. But whether you're in a first-class prison, second-class prison, or third-class prison, you're still in a prison. The real thing is to get out of the prison. So whether I am situated as a Lord Brahma or a microbe, I'm still a prisoner. The whole purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is how to no longer be a prisoner. But again, what does Maya say? Maya says, but you like being a prisoner, don't you? You can be prisoner in this way, president, or a big star athlete, or movie star. You can be a prisoner and live in big Beverly Hills. Or you can be a prisoner in this way. That's what Maya does. She offers you better and better imprisonments. But once you become awoke, that's the new thing now in the world, being awoke. But we already knew about that. They're just now talking about it in the material world now. He's awoke, she's awoke. But we already know that. Jeev jago, gora chandra bole. Kota nidra jao maya, pisachira kole. How long will you sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya? Yes. Everyone in material existence has their head on the lap of a witch. Can you expect good results from sleeping on the lap of a witch? But that again is Maya. Maya is saying, come and sleep on my lap and I will slap you. I will cut you. There's no happiness in this way. So Krishna consciousness teaches us, come out of this prison. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Come out of the prison. Come out of this klishyamananam, suffering. Come out of it. Go to the light. What is the light? Srimad Bhagavatam. Here is the light. We already learned in chapter 3. Where will the people of Kali Yuga get relief in this age of Kali, which is the age of suffering? Satya Yuga was nice. Treta Yuga, little, but with some suffering. Dwarpa Yuga, 50-50. But Kali Yuga, the suffering keeps coming faster and faster. Day by day, those who are awoke, they see how this Kali Yuga is like a runaway train. The sufferings and the abuses and the sinfulness is like a runaway train. It just gets faster and faster and faster. The degradation of the age of Kali is like a runaway train. But you can get off that train. You get off that train, where will the people find light in the age of Kali? We already learned in chapter 3, Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we are, assembled here to hear and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. We're off the train. We're off the merry-go-round of material existence, or the Ferris wheel, like a Ferris wheel. Brahmanda Brahmate Kono Bhagivan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. Sometimes we're at the top, living like a demigod, enjoying so-called illusory material happiness. And sometimes we're at the bottom, a worm in the stool. We are rotating, birth after birth after birth. Say you become a Lord Indra. You can become a Lord Indra. But how long you can stay Lord Indra? The clock ticks. You cannot stay Lord Indra forever. Eventually, back down again. Up and down we are going. This is mentioned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. This kind of enjoyment is not very good. Sometimes up, sometimes down. We are looking for permanent solution. Permanent liberation. Get out of the prison. Permanently, not temporarily. Sometimes that happens. The prisoner gets paroled. But because this criminal has not truly been rectified, or because the criminal, as soon as getting out of prison, again associates with the criminal element, finds himself back in the prison before long. They didn't learn their lesson. So we are not looking for temporary liberation, going, becoming one with the impersonal Brahman, but Aruya Krishna Parang Padang Patanti. The demigods told Krishna, Devaki was visited by the demigods when she was carrying Krishna in her womb. The demigods came invisibly and they offered prayers. And one of the most powerful prayers, which Prabhupada quotes over and over and over again throughout his purports. Yes, you can become one with the Supreme. Patanti adha, but eventually come back down. You fall down once again. Actually, Prabhupada writes that even that so-called liberation is not liberation. It's actually a fallen condition. Why? On this point, it's temporary. It's not real. Liberation really means permanent liberation. How do you get permanent liberation? Surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada mentioned it in the purport. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivyesha gunamayi mama maya duratiya. My material energy, insurmountable, so powerful. Mam evaye prapajante. Mayam etam turantite. There's only one way to become factually liberated, permanently liberated. You have to surrender to Krishna. No, there's no other option. All other options at best are temporary liberation. No, I want permanent liberation. Permanent liberation is when you are in the domain of Krishna, when you're in the spiritual world, permanently existing. Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, service, that is what existence is. There's no other opportunity, there's no other job. There's only one job, service. Are you going to serve Krishna, or are you going to serve the illusory energy? That is the only choice on the menu. That's it. You go to a restaurant, the menu is there. So, what is the menu of the living entity? Two items, sir. Krishna or Maya, which one you like. You have made the correct decision. I will choose the Krishna menu. Thank you very much. And Queen Kunti, in today's verse, is showing you what's on the Krishna menu. You're doing it right now, hearing about Krishna. And it's such a nice thing to hear. Sit here, hear about the science of Krishna. Remembering. How can you remember? Yes, remembering comes from constant hearing and chanting. That's where the remembrance comes. There has to be something to remember. So, by constantly, daily, that's why we learned in chapter 2, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Not some Bhagavat Saptaha once a year. No. Bhagavatam is every day. Or, if you're really advanced, all day. Constantly, not just 7 days, every day, all day, but at least every day. That's why we come every morning. Mandatory. You want to be a resident of the temple, you must attend the class in the morning. You must hear. Because by hearing and chanting, now you will have something to remember. Hearing, chant, remembering, worshiping. Yes, we did that. We worshiped the spiritual master. We worshiped Krishna. That's all part of this devotional service. So that the conditioned soul suffering from material pangs. We are suffering. The mere fact that I have a body and mind means I'm suffering. That reiterates my original point. The mere fact that I have a material body means suffering. Yes. We all know that. How many people like getting old? You like that? Is that fun, getting old? How about getting disease? Isn't that fun? Getting disease. Okay? The birth experience wasn't such a pleasant thing. In fact, it was so intense, we lost consciousness coming out of the mother's womb. In the womb, at the 7th month, we were conscious. And we prayed to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I see that I was in Maya, now I'm in the womb of some mother. I promise, get me out of this and I'll be a good little boy and girl." This is mentioned by Kapila in chapter, canto 3. The good soul prays like that in the womb. If you get me out of this, because what is the womb? The backage arch, you're like a bird in a cage, trapped. The exact expression is there, trapped like a bird in a cage in the womb. And depending on the mother, there's all kinds of worms and insects. And if the mother is eating pungent food, your body burns because you are getting nourishment from what the mother takes. The mother is smoking. You get that smoke. Being a mother is heavy responsibility. So the child is praying to Krishna, oh, if you get me out of this safely, I will worship you. But what happens? The experience of coming out of the womb of the mother is so intense, we lose consciousness and we forget our promise. That's why Lord Chaitanya used to go in the early morning through the streets, reminding people, right? That song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Don't you remember your promise? You promised in the womb to worship the Lord, but you forgot. Maya stole away your consciousness. I'm here to remind you what your real business is. So the body, and we all have experience, the mind can be another big suffering. If the mind is not in order, if the mind is not controlled, that can also be another kind of suffering. There are people right now suffering due to their mind. So that's one kind of suffering. That's not all. Then there's suffering from other living entities, insects, or your co-workers, your husband, your wife can cause suffering, or the children. The president causes suffering. Rakshasa. So we get suffering from other living entities. Then on top of that, there is suffering caused by the devatas who control the environment. And because it is Kali Yuga, and because of the reactions of the amount of sinful activities, more and more cosmic environmental catastrophes. We all know here in California, we all know that day is coming when there'll be that big earthquake. Yes, the time, the clock is ticking. Tick, tick, tick. The only thing preventing that big earthquake here in Los Angeles, right here, Rukmini Dwarkadish. We had better worship Rukmini Dwarkadish. Protect us, save us. So there's three kinds of suffering: adhyatmic, adibhautik, adidaivik, and I've added a fourth one, aditechnic. We are so much attached to technology. If there's no Wi-Fi, oh my God, there's no Wi-Fi. There's no electricity. How can I live? Everything is controlled now by computers. You're at the airport. You're on your way to Australia, India. And all of a sudden, the airlines announce, oh, we have a computer glitch. 2,000 flights have been canceled. Just one little thing can upset the whole life technology. So Kunti Devi is saying that the conditioned soul suffering might take advantage of this process of bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, devotional service. So as devotees, we have to practice what we preach. We have to take to devotional service sincerely, seriously, just to save ourselves, but not only that, to save others. That is our responsibility. Prabhupada, why he came? He didn't come to make a name for himself. That's not why he came. He came out of compassion for the fallen, suffering, conditioned souls. Klishyamananam. Because a real Vaishnava, a real devotee, cannot tolerate to see others suffering. Cannot tolerate it. So out of compassion, Srila Prabhupada came just to save the conditioned souls who were on that A-train of Kali Yuga. And where is that train of Kali Yuga going? Deep down to hell. So he came to save the fallen conditioned souls. The only way to save the conditioned souls is to give them Krishna consciousness. So that's what we must do. Somehow or other, we must give Krishna consciousness to others. And by doing so, we will become glorious, we will become happy, and we will alleviate the suffering of the conditioned souls by giving them Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this movement is all about delivering the fallen conditioned souls. We're not just here for our own liberation. No. Prabhupada was not here. He followed in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. One of Prahlad's prayers to Lord Nrisimha: I am simply thinking and scheming of so many ways to bring the fools and rascals to your lotus feet. Prahlad said, as for myself, I'm happy to engage in hearing and chanting. I'm so happy. But I'm concerned for the vimudhas, the fools and rascals who don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada had that same mood. That's why he came. He came out of compassion to deliver the fools and rascals. The United States of fools and rascals. Not just America. All over the world. Every country is a country of fools and rascals because they do not know. First of all, they don't know that they're suffering. And neither are they interested in the real solution to their suffering. But we have to give them that. That's why we distribute books. That's why we distribute the holy name on Sankirtan. That's why we distribute prasadam. That's why we do everything that we do to deliver the fallen conditioned souls who are suffering. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Might there be some discussion? Good. Yes, Prabhu. You? Oh, we're waiting for the yes. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Thank you, Sarva. Okay, what's your question?
That will emanate from us when we speak to conditioned souls, and they'll become inspired because they'll see that we're actually carrying Krishna with us sincerely, and they'll appreciate that. So I really like that point that you made.
Yes, because think about it. When Prabhupada started this movement, what was it that attracted the fools and rascals that were the first devotees? What attracted them? Prabhupada's purity. Prabhupada's sincerity, Prabhupada's saintliness. That's what attracted them. That's what convinced them. They saw that Prabhupada was doing everything he was telling them to do. Prabhupada was telling them, rise early in the morning. Prabhupada rose early in the morning. Prabhupada was telling them, chant Hare Krishna. He was chanting Hare Krishna. So everything he was telling his followers to do, he himself was doing. That's called acharya, one who teaches by example. And we are meant also to become acharyas. We read, we practice, and by our example, that is what will attract others. So go on with your preaching. Yes.
Would you also mind speaking on the mood that we have, that we should have while we're hearing, so we can improve our hearing to become better listeners?
The best mood for hearing is just hear, just listen. Now, as you hear things, naturally you're going to have doubts, or there's things you're going to have to consider. When you have doubts, then go to somebody more advanced to clear up the doubts. The idea for hearing is the same thing with chanting. What is the secret of chanting? Just paying attention. That's all. You don't have to worry about, should I be thinking of this? No, no, no. The only thing is, am I paying attention to the vibration? Same way with hearing. Am I paying attention, or is it just background music and my mind is elsewhere? No. Pay strict attention. Follow each and every word. Attention. That's the key to hearing. What other discussion we may have? Okay. Without further ado, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
more pressure
I'm